I mean, this song is really meaningful to me. I hope you have the same reaction. And you can press play.
Have I ever introduced y'all to my dogs?
The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. I will eat your ass.
Bitch, I'm a dog.
And we're live. Welcome to our guest. Would you like to introduce her? I can do it. This is Grace McGrade, or McGrade, as Daniel McGrade likes to say.
Grace McGrade.
Yeah. Grace McGrade. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm great.
I'm
great.
Good. You're so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
Do
Thank you
model?
I do, yes.
Can I ask, this seems like a really inappropriate question, but like, what is your heritage?
Celtic?
That's actually Celtic. A very appropriate question.
Yeah. You're Irish? Like Celtic? 100% Irish?
100%.
Yeah, do people often think you're like a quarter Asian?
No, but I take that as a high compliment.
Asians are the most gorgeous.
Wait, that's what I am.
That's beautiful.
I'm Irish and Japanese.
That's incredible. That's like,
no, I mean, you are, I would say that you look more Asian than Kennedy does.
Yeah,
really?
I honestly agree.
And I doubt, I don't even know, we can't even verify that Kennedy is Asian.
Yeah, look.
I'm really afraid to do those like DNA tests, so
that's valid.
Yeah.
Well, don't hook up with the guy that I just did.
Well, I think you look like an English schoolgirl, especially tonight. Mm-hmm. Have you seen An Education?
With Carey Mulligan.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I picture you.
Oh, that's so kind.
Wow, yeah. Well, you. Also you're wearing like a white button-up, really chic. Your hair, is it real?
Yeah, I grew it myself.
Oh my God.
You're in awe.
I'm sorry. Stunning.
I've never been more excited for a guest.
Yeah, you're really strikingly beautiful.
Thank you.
Like,
that's
otherworldly.
That's very kind. That's very sweet.
I have some questions about herself, but I'm
going to say. Are you from Los Angeles?
I grew up in London, and I moved to the States when I was 11. So I spent like my formative year. I spent just enough time here for it to sort of fuck me up.
Yeah.
The teen years, the teen and preteen years, like in LA, are what fuck people up.
Absolutely, yeah. Without a doubt.
Kennedy,
yeah.
You're from LA.
I'm from Redondo Beach.
And she's from Sacramento.
Oh, she's from Sacramento. Okay, gotcha. Damn, where did you go to middle school?
I went to a Catholic middle school, and then I left because I was accused of being a prostitute because I like kissed a boy for his kaleidoscope.
Whoa. And technically, that
like,
is
a nun
good
told
for
me that I was like Britney Spears, and I was like, I need to leave this environment. This is a toxic.
Wait, where? What school was
it? It was Good Shepherd Beverly Hills private school.
Oh,
and then I went to Turning Point, which sounds like a rehab.
It really does.
But it's like it was like a Montessori, like very.
They don't give you exams. You just have to like make pottery.
No, they gave us exams, but it was like the daughter of the head of Carl's Jr. went, and they'd all like known each other for years, and everybody was like extremely sexual. Like, I feel like the higher the cost is for school, like the more hypersexual the children are. I don't know why.
That's funny. You were accused of prostitution, and then you were transferred into prostitution.
We know just the place.
This bitch is going to Turning Point.
Wait, Good Shepherd, is that Catholic church is where Mark Wahlberg got married?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
I just
Catholic
do.
MVP.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
the base
he
of
is.
Yeah, my parents are really Catholic.
He needs to stop.
My mom has not been so Catholic since my brother died, but she used to be like hardcore. Like, I have family who's like really hardcore.
Like, she stopped believing in heaven when he died?
No. Like, she's
hold on. Back to Grace. What is the Celtic official religion?
I mean, Roman Catholicism at the moment. Like, that's they came and took over all of the druidic, like, pagan practices and appropriated them to Christianity.
Are your parents from the UK?
Yeah, my mom's very upper class English, and my dad is like from the armpit of Scotland. He like grew up sleeping on his like mother's kitchen, Glasgow.
You're, whoa, like, British royalty, correct?
No.
Wait, did I make that up?
Wait.
I've been telling everyone you're like royalty.
I love that. No, my mother is like royal adjacent. Like her lineage is royal adjacent. Okay. There's some like skeletons in that closet.
My dad's side too. Like,
really?
She used to get brunch at the palace.
Yeah, English like royal adjacent.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Are they fucked up?
We're really fucked up. Yeah. They don't... I was given a booklet of, like, all my family's heritage, like, info that my, like, grandparents had been assembling and, like, put all their care and time into. Fucking lost it when I was loaded. Like, just, like decades, like, maybe a century worth of, like...
Can I say something that's a little related? My friend, a very good friend of mine, she has a journal from her... It's like her great grandma's journal that has stayed in the family. And she like read a journal entry from it from like 1902. And then that night she went to bed and everything in the house started shaking. And like the journal was on the other side of the room when she woke up the next day. And like some like the furniture had fallen down. And it was like as if the grandma was like, don't read my journal.
Okay, was it Anne
That's
Frank?
Insane.
Yeah.
Anne Frank's whole thing was, please read my journal.
Anne Frank famously has a lot of offspring. Talk about prof. Talk about prostitute.
That's
Wait,
insane.
That was really good.
Oh, my.
But yeah, it was just... In that realm of like,
but you know a lot about your ancestry.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, part of my healing practice, like I was in a very toxic, very abusive relationship for a period of time, and I kept entering these like insane dynamics. So I was kind of like, okay, something's got to give. And so I got really into like ancestral healing, you know, somatic healing, and so I
what
just
is somatic healing,
like just body healing.
Damn, girl, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came good. Here for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the more I find out about my family, the more shocked I am. Like yeah, I swear
too.
To God.
We had a taste.
Yeah.
I've been doing a bunch of like inner child healing work and have to go through like my family tree and stuff.
Really? That's the way to do it.
Just to like trace generational trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I do
it. And it's interesting because like some people in those circles, they've had cases of like, you know, fibromyalgia is really popular right now and other things. And when they do this healing work, that stuff goes away. And it's like they've been storing, because it's like physiological, they've been storing the trauma in their body and it like makes their body fall apart.
Okay, I have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the body like records genetic memory.
Isn't that
like
crazy?
DNA is just like ancestral stories that we're repeating. Like, I'm convinced that I'm in like a simulation of what my grandmother didn't resolve, basically.
That's a really.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to do some like writing. I know you write a lot of like horoscopes and like zodiac. Like astrological predictions, which I want you to talk about 2024 really bad. So you write for that and you're very well spoken. We need a fucking novel. We need a I think the memoir is kind of dying, but
damn,
I think
celebrities
that
killed it.
I think that like character, like the first perspective character, like if you create one that is you basically and tell it like a story, like that shit slaps.
What do your parents do?
My mom is a painter and also like an MFT. She does like like marriage and family therapy counseling. She's a recovering heroin addict. She's got like nearly 40 years clean or
wow.
All of
wow.
this trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom sounds incredibly chic. She's from aristocratic English family.
Yeah, you wouldn't girl. Really I love my mom, but you wouldn't know by looking at her.
Oh.
I love her to pieces. Yeesh. She's always got like a paintbrush in her hair. She's
aww.
Got like an updo.
Oh,
she
actually?
Rolls with like a paintbrush. And she's her jeans are always like falling off and she'll wear like a cardigan. So you wouldn't
it's
really know
chic.
By
yeah,
looking at her.
Yeah.
It's giving Silver Lake pretending to be poor.
But she's
I love that.
She's so ridiculous. Like the other week she calls me and I've been doing like these somatic exercises. So I'm like pressing different pressure points on my body, like trying to give myself like acupressure. And there's one for like sexual trauma. And I don't have any like sexual trauma, you know, that I know of, but I was still like doing the thing. And I call her the next day and she's like, "Oh, I spoke to your granny last night." And I'm like, "How is she?" "Oh, she's going blind." And I was like, "Did you find out anything about, you know, her childhood?" And she was like, "Oh, yes. I found out that she was getting touched by the ballet teacher about when she was like 10 years old." And I was like, "What?
Whoa.
Wow."
And I was like, "Do you know
teacher?
Like her ballet teacher?"
Ballet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then she was like, "Oh, and we had a great, great grandfather who ran off with the choir boy to Argentina." And I was like, "You mean like he was a pedophile?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "I don't know." Like being incredibly English. I was
maybe
like,
"Maybe my great grandpa was the choir boy."
Oh my God. The plot thickens.
Raised in Argentina?
No.
The plot thickens.
But that is interesting in that, like, with what you're saying, how things are like passed down generationally, if your grandma never really healed her sexual trauma, it's like that's kind of been like passed down.
And you feel like you don't know of any sexual trauma individually, but you were like called to like heal it anyways.
Yeah.
I really want to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like I have I've inherited a lot of my mom's anxiety, so I cannot even imagine. But yeah, a lot
I
of
am
my
riddled.
My grandparents are from Yugoslavia, so I can't get any of my I don't have any of that information. I have to go overseas and they may not have it there.
Why don't you have any of it?
Because it was a communist country and they didn't want people to know their backgrounds.
Yeah.
Is what I was told by my aunt. I don't know.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And suspicious.
Yeah.
That is suspicious.
Very suspicious.
Yeah.
Do you have like a very clear lineage of your family? Like, you know, it sounds like you have a pretty clear, like your dad is from Glasgow and your mom is from the like England, and so it like just goes all the way back, right?
Yeah, I found out that my great grandfather, whose name was Evelyn, and his wife, he was like a mining tycoon who was like, in his eulogy it said that he was like, when he wasn't like drilling holes into the earth and working underground, he was like entertaining royals. So I have like have some information, but I had to really dig. And you know, especially British people, like if you come to them with a lot of very pressing, intense questions, they just recoil and like shut down and get really weird. But I think it was almost like the information that I found, even about my grandfather on my dad's, and you know, the stuff I've been researching about Ireland, a lot of it came like after I had already been trying to heal generational curses or generational trauma, which I think are kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that parallel. I've never, for sure. Mm-hmm. Where were you doing this digging? What platforms, which volumes did you go to find information on your extended family?
Well, with my mom's side of the family, my grandfather passed away. So I just started like digging through their belongings.
Okay.
I was just like looking at photo albums, but kind of on a more spiritual level, I think it was like during lockdown over COVID, I started working with like these two shamans over Zoom, mm-hmm. and they would like basically track your lineage, mm-hmm. and you had to like leave them a voicemail giving them permission, and then they would like go on Zoom and they would tell you what they found. And they would be like, it was crazy.
Where did you find these guys?
It was a referral from a friend. Their names were Grace and Persia. And like, he's a man and she's his wife. And
Grace is a man?
Grace is a man, yeah.
And Persia's
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good. But a lot of it like led to me doing a lot of inner child work. Like that was the main like mechanism and kind of like the aftercare work I had to do was just dialoguing with my inner child.
Have you worked any like 12-step programs?
I did Al-Anon for a while.
Okay.
And when I was like 16, because both my parents are in like 12-step
programs. Yeah.
And when I was 16, I had a crippling pot addiction. So I was in the rooms for a little bit, but I quickly learned that I hated weed. So
yeah, you were probably just addicted to like the anxiety
escapism.
Of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. That was like my core addiction was weed.
Really?
And then I stopped being able to handle it. And so I like graduated to like things that would take me out of my body in a non-anxious manner, which became much more detrimental. Weed is scary.
Oh my god, it's fucking terrifying. I can't believe people just get up and like smoke all day with the fucking wax pen.
Some people are fully functional on it and it's wild.
My sister.
I took a wax pen to Europe in 2019 and I felt so powerful. I could just smoke it in the airport. I could smoke it in the I could get high in public.
Wax pen is so crazy to
me. I was really devastated during that time period.
Shit.
Yeah,
but it is like it's an escape button, like immediate escape. Yeah. You literally hit the dab pen and you're like, bye, I'm gone for the next 5 hours.
Yeah,
like if I was traveling to like getting on an airplane, it's like I'm gonna hit this and then I'm gonna be in my destination. I don't have to do the plane ride.
Like Xanax bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was more like I just woke up in Denver and I don't know how I got here.
I did that in Reno.
Yeah.
That tracks. Denver and Reno. That's how you should arrive in those cities.
Yeah.
Okay. 2024 predictions. You've prepared an in-depth based on what? Tell us how you conjure, just talk. You take it away.
So I was employed to do like a calendar. So I had to do like a monthly overview for like each month of next year. And it's also helps me with my homework because I see clients on like a one-on-one basis. So I'll be looking at like their transits and it's kind of like being a therapist. But
I'm going to ask questions. What is a transit?
Transit readings are basically how your natal chart, which is like your core astrological signature, is operating with like the current astrological weather. It's how the present, it's like
how your chart is aligning with like the actual current constellation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that was kind of how I got into it.
And so with 2024, do you look at the current, like what is currently going on, and you look at like the chart of the, I don't know how to say it, sky.
It's very much like what's next. I'm like, what are the planets about to do? We've just come out of like a almost like a 2-decade cycle of Pluto in Capricorn, which started in 2008. I think I talked to you guys about this the other night a little bit. But that was when Obama was elected. Yeah. It was when the stock market crashed. It was when Britney had her breakdown. It was like the Bling Ring robberies. And Pluto is the planet of power and destruction and basically wants to unleash havoc in whatever sign it's in. It's the sort of the planet of unveiling. It's like Hades, the god of the underworld. So it shows us what is broken, what can't be sustained, etc. So we've kind of been through a really intense period of having to look at the issues around hierarchy, who we place in positions of power, who we pedestalized, extremes in sort of celebrity culture, watching our favorite politicians, actors, etc., fall from grace, like Epstein, all of it.
Yeah.
And so if you like think back on what was happening in 2008, which was like, I think like the beginning of, I don't know, like indie sleaze a little bit, like we're kind of like finishing out this cycle, which has become, you know, about worshiping people outside of, you know, idolization basically.
And Pluto being in Capricorn, I'm a Capricorn. Yeah. So like Pluto being in Capricorn, does that mean it's like, it's almost like ruthless at that point? Because Capricorns are like bitches who get shit done. So it's like, I'm going to be the most like consistently... I'm going to
a planet being in a sign, like how is it relative to that sign?
Well, if you had Pluto in your sign, you'd be having to go through a very intense cycle of transformation constantly. And also it kind of like gives you x-ray goggles a little bit. So it's kind of like being able to see into everyone else's subconscious, maybe not liking what you see. It can be quite harsh. It's very shamanic.
I feel like that resonates with you, Matt. I feel like I hear you a lot saying how you're like an observer and like kind of like a dissatisfied one.
I mean, yeah, that's been my MO for sure. Yeah. I feel like I'm not living my life. I'm just like watching others.
Yeah.
But that also has to do with just like being a drug addict and like now no longer doing drugs and like learning how to be present.
When did you get sober?
18 months ago. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're finishing your transit on the right foot for sure. Because that's what it wants. It wants you to go through. It wants you to rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Does
and sort of like cultivate transmutation and go to the really dark places and emerge beautifully.
Does the does me being a Capricorn and Pluto being in Capricorn have any like effect? Or you'd have to know way more about my chart.
No, I mean, everything I just said is kind of like how you've personally been affected. But now that it's moving out, which is happening for the first time in, let me think. I think it happens in January. And then it permanently leaves in November because it will retrograde. It's going to alleviate a ton of like depression, intensity. It's going to sort of help free you.
Wait, so from now and for the next 10 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be a transitional period of leaving. And is Pluto going to be going into Aquarius?
Yes.
Which is... Whimsical. For me, Aquarius is like Aquarii are like my arch nemesis.
Yeah, it's death to your enemies this year. That's what's on the card.
Really?
No.
Wait.
I was like, yeah.
Well, kind of. There are like a lot of like social themes that I'm really excited about. Like we have the North Node in Aries and the South Node in Libra. And the South Node is like the collective ass. It's like what we're like shitting out. Okay. And so we're like getting rid of the lower aspects of Libra, which are like social climbing and like things that are really pretty on the outside, but like ugly within, like relationships that we are in out of convenience because they look good. Codependency, being fake, being superficial, like social groups that operate like without a real mission.
Wait,
it's kind of like death to a lot of scenes. This past year we've started it and we're continuing it next year. So
shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a big year.
Yeah. It's a big year. Yeah. I'm really excited. And then Pluto in Aquarius is crazy because the French Revolution. Sorry.
Go. No. Finish this.
The French Revolution. Yeah. And Pluto and Aquarius.
Whoa.
Fuck. Okay. Go on.
The French Revolution happened when Pluto was in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Okay.
Did Sofia Coppola do that?
Sorry. I wish. That would have been so chic. I want Sofia Coppola to do that to Joe Biden.
Wait.
Fuck yeah.
But I am not following this. Did Sofia Coppola do the French?
No, Marie Antoinette got killed.
She directed the film Marie Antoinette.
Okay.
And that was the French Revolution, and Marie Antoinette was burned at the stake, right?
I think she was beheaded.
Biden for? I've been operating as if we didn't have a president.
He
died in 2021.
No, I believe
that. And it's been like a
clone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that man is made of cheese. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. He literally, like, there's nothing.
He is the least sentient being.
I know, yeah.
In the country, and he is in charge. Yeah. Unquote.
It is wild.
Yeah.
But there's got to be so many governmental advantages of having, like, such a dummy puppet in the chair.
Yeah.
I've heard that, I've heard speculation is that who's the Ron DeSantis is that the Florida guy?
Yeah.
So DeSantis is kind of the front runner for the Republican Party right now. And I've heard that like the Republicans don't want to nominate Trump because they're like, we can't even fuck with this. It's too chaotic. So if DeSantis is the front runner, Trump is definitely going to run independently and that's going to split the Republican vote. And so it's going to be 4 more years of Biden.
Hasn't he already done his?
No. He got elected during COVID. I remember in November 2020, he got elected. Remember we all went outside and like
Oh yeah, there was like a double rainbow. I was crying.
Yeah,
I was not
we were like,
thrilled.
Gay people are safe. Or
I was really not thrilled.
Wait, you were bummed when he got elected?
Oh yeah.
Who did you vote for?
Repubies?
I can't vote. I'm not a U.S. citizen. Yeah. But I'll like light a candle and like pray.
Yeah. If you could have voted,
that's what I do at this point too. Yeah. And I'm a citizen.
Nature knows no kings.
I'll do. I don't know if I would have.
Okay, you're just like all of them are fucked.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my clients are like, what do you think is going to happen with the election? And I'm like, maybe there won't be an election. Maybe we'll
stop.
There'll be a guillotine, you know, at the Capitol. But I, you know, I don't, I'm not sure. I really don't know. I mean, it's a very chaotic.
Closer to something as crazy as like dismantling our
protocol. I mean,
it's leading up to something.
I mean, it's so funny because like formalities are just out the window at this point. Like there's the period. There's That's the what's it called say, yeah. the Republican debates are going on right now.
Yeah,
and like no one is watching and no one gives a fuck. And Trump is the front runner.
Such a big deal. Like when Trump when it was like right. Hillary against Trump, I was watching all of the shit.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck anymore because
Trump was
like
a star.
Everyone is aware that like you guys are like literally reading teleprompters and being like, I believe it's like, and everyone's like, we don't believe anything you're saying.
Yeah, no. Trump being president lifted the veil.
It really did.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning like him as a person,
no,
but it's
I
like
agree. I think that if anything, like there's a part of me like however voyeuristic, which is just like let's just like I wanna see shit hit the fan. I feel like maybe that's what it will take for us to like decentralize and maybe take power back. But the more I like look into the transits of, particularly with Pluto going into Aquarius is technology, it's groups, it's surreal, it's like alien things, it's like things that are absurd. It applies to communities, it applies to groups.
I really thought Aquariuses were just less crazy Geminis.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean they
wait, I wanted to hear what you
sorry,
were
saying. Sorry.
That is kind of true though. I agree.
So you're saying that Pluto moving into Aquarius is going to bring forth the absurdities.
Well, Pluto exposes whatever sign it's in. So we've had Pluto in Capricorn. So we know that the 1% are evil. We know that the people at the top of the food chain suck. We know that there's a lapse of integrity within our systems and our structures. Mm-hmm. Pluto in Aquarius is going to affect things that apply to everyone. So it's like almost exposing things that would apply to all of us in this room, like what's in our toothpaste, what's in our water, what's in our air, how does technology work, is there hidden technology, where did we get technology from, is there advanced technology, are we actually evolving or are we de-evolving because we've been like maybe genetically fucked with. So there's kind of
the vaccine.
Yeah that's a big I think that that's also going to be a big theme, like bodily autonomy, bodily sovereignty, hidden like medical things, hidden groups. And because Aquarius is such an absurd sign, I think it will create like a very surrealist political landscape. And I also think that it will affect, you know, internet and social media and like maybe kind of stop herd mentality, like, you know, in the sense that when, for example, Saturn moved into Aquarius, when social distancing was put in place and everyone was like on their high horse and sort of like manicuring their outrage about like who was doing their part, and it was so like astrologically poetic.
That is such a like strong phrase. Manicuring their outrage. I just hit my lip ring. That was fucking crazy. Dude,
when is the last time Pluto was in Aquarius? Like how many years is that?
It would have been, Pluto stays in each sign like 2 decades. So I think French Revolution was the last time.
Wow.
No,
it must be
2 decades.
It stays
That's
in
like 240 years.
No, it stays in one sign. So it has to go through the entire chart.
Yeah. So I'm thinking 12 signs. So yeah, that's 240 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be literally 1750
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, 240. Yeah, it would be 1780,
so
I guess.
What's
but
the 2024
give or take, you know,
version of storming the Bastille?
I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I'm not going to mention
microplastics in the water bottles. I saw. Yeah,
I think
I follow Ground News on Instagram. And they were
did
like,
anyone watch that movie with Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali? That's called like The End of the World.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. Apparently,
I saw
it's just
Leo and Sarah and Jennifer Lawrence and fucking Don't Look Up.
Well, apparently it's just a really grounded movie about like what would actually be like how the world would actually be like what's it called? Destroyed. Just like governments like taking over and like I think someone ends up bombing America and shit.
I don't like watching those movies because it hits so close to home.
I mean, I think maybe like our psychic abilities will like accelerate and like we like maybe won't need, I don't know. I like to think that we'll just become like telepathic.
Aquarius people are the most, in my opinion, like I think I'm most envious of them because as a Capricorn I find myself to be like very logic oriented and very like I have a very limited amount of like capacity for fantasy and for like living outside the box. Yeah. And so Aquariuses I often find they're like they're able to think in a way that I can't. It's very, very attractive to me and it's very threatening to me because I'm like, yeah. I wasn't born with that. So I'm fucking jealous. But with what you're saying, like Aquarius is the most, you know, they're aloof and they're walking to the beat of their own drum because they like see things in a different way.
Yeah. They have this really like innate gift of being able to see something from all sides, like all sides, like they almost like a disco ball. Like they can perceive everyone else's perceptions in this like weird way.
I so know Aquarius is like that.
Yeah. Dagzin is an Aquarius. He's
that
like
checks
the,
out.
Whenever I'm writing my horoscope, I'm always thinking about how like he's very like
is an Aquarius.
Keely's an Aquarius.
Very, like she is a she's a non-biased
non-binary.
She's non-binary.
Is she?
No.
Okay.
Wait. I want to hear more about post world of I want to hear post-apocalyptic telekinesis theory a la
that's
Grace McGrane.
Oh my god,
my Parisian counterpart. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I feel, and maybe like you guys feel, but I feel like I've been getting more intuitive. I don't know if it's like
I
psychosis,
defo,
solar flares, but it
used
everyone to be
feels a lot crazier after the pandemic.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Completely.
And it's not all a bad thing.
Yeah, I kind of like
don't
it.
Think. I do too.
Yeah.
I think life is more interesting when everyone's like
a little nuts.
A little nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it makes everyone not nuts. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if everyone is crazy,
crazy.
It just kind of like shook the blanket and the crumbs went up and you're like, oh, okay, like we're all this way.
But why telekinesis?
No,
like how would it?
I just feel like people's veils are getting like very hard, like easy to read. Like you can just see through people's bullshit, like in a way that you couldn't a few years ago, and it's so fucking uncomfortable.
It
like,
is.
Like put that shit
It's so
away.
Intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. So I think that is happening.
I thought that was just because I got sober.
Yeah. No, I think
and
it's
I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
Yes, Daniel.
I wanted to say I used to have this like nostalgia for the 2010s and I was like, oh, they were actually like kind of retarded.
Yeah.
Like the first half of the 2010s, everyone dressed in those like H&M like leather biker jackets and like everyone just like looked like shit. I mean, we had
you're
some,
describing
like,
an outfit that I really love, so be careful.
Okay. Well, like, and then like in the second half of the decade, it was just like Hillary Clinton like liberal mind melting madness like in like shows with like liberal storylines and like it was just not like it was actually like a really underwhelming decade.
It was a very contrived decade and art did not thrive. People weren't making things that were actually coming from a place of sincerity. They were making things that they thought is what people should be watching.
That's except Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Except Lana.
Hillary.
Except Lana.
Hillary.
Except Lana and except
Hillary Clinton is the epitome of that, where it's like she technically checks all the boxes, but for some reason it's soulless.
Yeah.
I hate her. Yeah. I call her the whore of Babylon.
Whoa. Oh my god.
Number one enemy.
God, what was your school called?
Good Shepherd.
Turning Point.
Oh yeah. Good Shepherd Turning Point is like I am Sasha Fierce. Like, there's like two sides to her
album.
Wait,
if you spell I am Sasha Fierce backwards, you get Good Shepherd.
Wait, I believe that for a second. Wow.
But yeah, I don't think that, I think that the telekinesis thing is not telekinesis would be cool, but I think that like everything the internet can do, everything our phones can do, we can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we maybe think that it's like, because we have an iPhone that there's like your Uber Eats has arrived, but maybe you just like holographically inserted it into your reality.
And yeah.
The phone is like tricking you into thinking that you did it.
Well, yeah. And damn, my mind's blown. Dude, I'm normally talking to people who I like perceive as conspiratorial, bold scare quotes, or like, you know, like they always come up with the same like tautological, like lizard people, or like, you know, and like you have like really bent my mind of every conversation.
You have corridors.
We've had. Yeah.
Thank you.
Corridors.
Thank you. I aspire.
Yeah.
Wait, going back to what you just said, do you think that we were talking about evolution and possibly de-evolving, but do you think that because like, do you think that if we are able to do what our phones do, quote unquote, because we're becoming more intuitive, do you think non-intuitive people are gonna die off? Because they won't have that.
Yeah, I think so.
Adaptation.
I think so.
I love that Darwinism. You said that so calmly.
I think that like there are certain people. I don't want to call them like NPCs, but I think that there are certain people,
buffers.
Yeah,
energy buffers.
Yeah, almost like they at some point like elected to just be like organic robots and just like maybe like fillers or something. And then they're, I think that it, you know,
it seems like they wouldn't be able to operate in a Pluto and Aquarius world because they're so used to the structure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they haven't been, maybe they've never been like,
I had to get sober in order to be able to operate in this coming world.
Yeah.
3/4 of America is supposed to be obese by next year.
What?
Yeah.
That's bot behavior. Yeah, that's
not in LA.
Bot behavior.
But
obesity is bot behavior.
That's really good. That's the name of that. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Obesity. Is
fuck.
Damn.
No, fat phobia in the Aquarian age,
dude. Aquarius would be the fat phobic sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they do be being fat phobic.
Yeah, no, I feel like ridding the world of the energetic buffers would take out call centers. It would take out telemarketing. It would take out insurance claim people. Everyone working at Geico would be gone.
But aren't robots already like taking over a lot of those jobs?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why those people yeah. work in those jobs because yeah. they're fucking robots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like,
God, I can't
I
wait
believe...
till jazz musicians are taken over by robots.
Fuck off.
Sorry, sorry.
No, okay. Jazz musicians are gonna thrive. Yeah. Wait, what is
no?
Your,
okay, sorry.
What is your take on the aliens in Miami? Are you following that,
wait, dude? I think a lot of the aliens.
Tell me about it.
There's a lot of alien sightings recently.
I think a lot of that is the government. If I'm being honest, I think that we live in like more of like an interdimensional space, and like there's like angels and like demons. Demons, and everything is like trying to convince us that we're just like on some speck in the middle of nowhere, but really like this is where it's at. This is
oh
this is
damn
where it's
that's
at.
A very
this
interesting
is
take
this is the party.
Wait, so you think that those are distractions when it's like
I think they're probably government or military ships, but
what is their MO?
But like did you see, do you know the Mall Miami alien I'm talking about?
I think I
saw the one in Mexico.
There were, this was in Miami, like last week, there were hundreds of police cars pulled over and there's a being and it looks like it's about 28 feet tall walking at a glacial pace outside of this mall.
Yeah, Cubans. I mean, I believe that there are giants. There were definitely giants and there could be like interdimensional demon giants, but I don't know if they're from like a different
yeah,
planet.
It was just seven Miami citizens stacked on top of each other.
It was Scarface.
What she's saying is really
wait,
important.
Sorry, 28 foot alien. What was your?
Oh, I believe that there's giants. I think that there was definitely giants. Like they found giant bones. I have a brother. He looks like he could be related to one. He's really tall.
Like centuries ago.
Yeah, there were giants. Or that could have been just like an interdimensional like demon. I just kind of like resent the idea that like beings are coming from a different planet. Like I think they probably come.
Oh, like when we're using the term.
They come from CERN. They come through CERN.
What is CERN? What is CERN?
It's like that particle collider in Switzerland that they like.
What?
They like opened like a portal in Switzerland.
Have it's coming from like a different dimension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like and the upside down.
The term, I mean, we're getting.
I was going to say upside down, but I didn't want to be insulting.
I guess basically you're noting the importance of the semantics here where it's like, don't use alien in the version of like, it's from many planets away. It's like, no, this is like came into like our world just from a different dimension.
Yeah. Or it could just be like, I think part of also what we are experiencing presently is it used to be that these dimensions were like echelons, or like if you think about them like sound or something, like they used to be further apart and now they're kind of melding and merging.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we get backtrack? What is CERN?
It's like a.
Do you know about CERN, Kennedy?
I've read.
It's a particle collider. They wanted to speed up matter and study antimatter. Which would be like dark matter. So they created this like high proton like thing in Switzerland. They first opened it, I think, in 2012, and then they keep repeatedly doing
what
it.
What is an example of dark matter?
I don't know, like shadow figures. I couldn't tell you.
Oh my god.
I know I look like a scientist, but I'm not.
You're speaking scientist.
You deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, for real.
Yeah. I also, like, I'm just wondering if I'm, like, liking what you're saying because you're beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, just hear the audio. I'm going to be like, this costume. Person this is fucking not, crazy.
It's a disguise. This is not a radio face.
You guys need to see the video. Believe what we're hearing.
So you guys need to look at her. She's so hot.
Who are these people in Switzerland that are doing this? They are scientists, but do you think that the people doing this sort of work are people like you?
No.
Who are tapped in a scientific position, or just solely one-dimensional scientists?
I think they're trying to create like wormholes to different planes of existence.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think that some of it is out of curiosity, and some of it is because they are maybe possessed.
But they're like, these are like trained scientists who are like digging for something.
Completely. You can
Do you think they're like godless people?
No, I think that their god is science, which is just like progression without any kind of morality.
Oh, they're just like, let's just keep fucking going and see what happens. Let's fuck shit up. Yeah. And you're like, can you not?
Yeah.
Like maybe cure god. World hunger.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I agree with that.
And they're like, what if we just stretch like atoms and see what happens?
Yeah,
let's
fuck with the time-space continuum.
Why don't they make it so sugar doesn't make me fat? Like, there's so many questions I have.
They probably can. Yeah.
No, they definitely
that would ruin so many industries.
But whatever. Bot behavior is thriving right now.
Yeah, bot
this
behavior.
Is what I was trying to say to this teenager that was cyberbullying me. There is a higher order to things, and that's why you can't talk to an OG like that. There's an order.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There are people to be answered to, and there's a certain setup. And sometimes in a larger scale, I resent that. In a smaller local scale, in a locals only. Respect me type scale, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Cancer could have been cured a long time ago, but because it's such a profitable industry, like that's why they could have figured out how to make like alternatives to sugar that don't give us cancer.
I mean, I'm hoping that this next era that we're in, all of that will come out. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like it's happening. I feel like things are slowly coming out. I mean, the Epstein like drops are coming out. Like on the 20th of this month, the Sun and Pluto are coming together. So I feel like that could be a day where we.
What the hell does that mean? Shaking. The Sun and Pluto are coming together.
The Sun.
The hottest and the coldest.
Yeah, basically. It's like the Sun is going to illuminate whatever Pluto's been exposing. So it could result in some kind of like.
Is it going to melt some of Pluto?
No, it's from the perspective of Earth, they're in the same like degree point.
I'm so dumb.
Okay,
I'm like, is Pluto okay?
Speaking of illuminate, I want to talk to you about the Illuminati.
The Illuminati? The Illuminati? Wait,
can I ask one more question before we get to Illuminati? Yes. On Pluto, what were your thoughts when people said Pluto wasn't a planet?
I think that it's like a mind spell to kind of maybe make people forget its importance. I don't know. Because it's the planet of shamanism. It's very like...
They were trying to tuck it away.
Yeah, they were trying to hide
They were trying to like keep Lana from becoming a star.
Yeah, they waste-bait-talked the Pluto bulge.
What do you... Never mind.
What?
I was going to ask what she thinks about the Epstein.
What do I think about the Epstein?
Let's get to it. I mean, that's
a good segue.
I think like a lot of the Netflix coverage and like the collective narrative is okay. Like he was, I think that him and Ghislaine were probably working with Mossad. Her dad was a Mossad agent, a triple agent.
What is Mossad?
It's like Israeli intelligence.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And I think that it was a blackmail scheme as well. Like they were filming
That as it was a black male.
It was a black male. He was in charge. His name was Obama.
Black male about 6'2. It all goes back to
I'm like, trust me guys, you gotta see this girl to believe it. Okay, sorry.
So I think that also a lot of what they were doing was like ritual sacrifice, and that's not being covered because that's too complex and nobody really wants to talk about that.
Side comment. A lot of my understanding with the things that took place was there were ceremonies where it's like everyone gets indicted into like not being able to call each other out on your shit because you've all participated in something horrific.
Yes.
So like people there aren't necessarily interested in like pedophilia per se, but it's like, we're going to watch this kid get mutilated and you were in this room and now you like can't ever call me out on my bullshit because I can always be like, you watch this happen.
Exactly.
I think it's a good thing.
Mutilation of children.
No, mutilation of children. Sorry, I was jumping. Just like learning all these names and all these powerful people that have been revered in the media for years and like revealing the truth about who they are.
Who is Stephen that guy Hawking? That...
I'll be damned if I was molested by a cripple. I mean,
Daniel has this reoccurring conversation that he needs to hammer into the listeners that if he's molested, it has to be by someone hot.
It has to be by someone hot, and
there are hot, differently abled people, by the way.
Daniel, that is so ableist of you.
Okay,
wait. Backtrack. The person who was hosting some award show, don't know which one it
Joe
was. Was this Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Where he like did a whole
where he called everyone out and Tom Hanks was sitting there like
I love Ricky Gervais so much.
It was Joe.
He's so funny.
And you could tell in the audience who was safe and who had shit to hide.
Yeah, he was ballsy for that.
Other night at the Golden Globes, Jim Gaffigan, did you watch that moment?
I didn't watch the Golden Globes.
It was one of the most painful ceremonies I've ever experienced. But Jim Gaffigan, they added a new category for best comedy album, and Jim Gaffigan was like, you know, it's wild. He's a comedian, and he's like, it's wild that I'm even in this world of Hollywood. You know, I'm a kid who was raised in a trailer park in Indiana. I'm not a pedophile.
That's great.
And like no one laughed in the entire room. It was dead. Like it bombed so hard. People were saying that it's difficult to like make people at that level laugh because they all take themselves so seriously and they don't want to be caught looking stupid, you know? But I thought it was a very funny joke, especially from Jim Gaffigan, who's such a family comedian.
Yeah, he's a very family comedian.
He's all clean comedy.
It's not like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler who like just joked about how hot everyone was and like...
Yeah.
But Joe Coy was the host, and it was one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
Really?
He was bombing, and then he was like, I didn't write all this. There's a team of writers, and like the things that you guys laughed at, that was the stuff that I wrote. But the other stuff, like I didn't even write those jokes. And he wasn't saying it in a funny way. He was literally losing his mind because he was like, it was like the biggest stage he's ever had.
Oh, fuck. And really sounds
people on Twitter
gnarly to
like
watch.
People on Twitter were like, this is the worst hosting we've ever seen ever. It was so bad.
Okay, we need to go back to the Illuminati now.
Yeah. Speaking of award shows.
Or, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
We can start.
Who was your favorite?
Talking about Epstein and transition.
Who was your favorite person listed on the Epstein list? That was kind of a facetious question. What? He wasn't on it?
Yeah, he was.
I'm trying to think if there was Whoopi Goldberg. I really hope she wasn't implicated. I like her.
Well, a lot of them in the...
they're like, just on the flight logs, right?
Like, not even on the flight logs. Like, there was a witness during the trial, and she was like, some of these people, like, she named Cate Blanchett and Leonardo DiCaprio. She's like, I never interacted with these people. I never saw them. It was that, like, when she was with Epstein, he would be like, oh, she said he would name drop a lot. And so he'd be like, sorry, I was just on a call with Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And so, like, then that name makes the list.
Yeah. What? And I'm sure that he had friends that weren't engaging in some of it. But
it, then she was like, who even knows if, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if their name was mentioned ever.
Yeah. I mean, people forget, like, this has happened before. Like, there's something called Franklin Gate, the Franklin Gate scandal. Mm-hmm. And, basically, like, it starts with this kid called, like, Johnny Gooch, who got, like, kidnapped in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. He's a newspaper boy. And his mom started, like, vigilante, like, researching and, like, crowdfunding and doing all of this crazy stuff to try and track him down. And it turned out this guy stepped forward and said that he had been part of, like, an MK Ultra, like, sex trafficking, like, satanic ring. And this guy gave this, like,
kid.
One of the kids who kidnapped him came forward and said, and she was, like, getting sent anonymous photos of him, like, tied up. Like,
oh my
you
God.
Know, like, something was going on. And the police wouldn't, you know, help her. The government wouldn't help her. And it became this, like, ongoing case that made its way all the way to Washington, implicated, like, the first President Bush. Involved a lot of politicians, Republicans and Democrats, who were allegedly having these ritualistic, like, sex parties. And this happened, and
was
anybody
this in
who
the
report
90s?
This was in the 80s.
Oh,
it was so part of, like, the satanic panic.
Stuff back then was a lot easier to bury because there was no internet.
Yeah, yeah. And but I mean, people were murdered in trying to report this. So this, like, rumors of this kind of thing have been, you know, flying about for decades now. So I think that this is just, like, you know, the surface.
Heard of.
Yeah, it's really harrowing. Yeah, it's called the Franklin Gate scandal. It's pretty insane.
I've heard.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. I've heard a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you listen to last podcast on the left?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have tuned into it once before and I was just like, what is this about?
Yeah, they bring up, like, sort of real life horror stories, I guess. But one of them was about, I can't remember where the base is, but basically it was a similar thing where, like, all this stuff was brought to the forefront and then essentially the whole case was dismissed because the judge, who was definitely implicit in all of it,
yeah,
was like, these kids, basically, like, the witnesses, like, these kids who had escaped this stuff and were, like, adults now, the judge ruled that they were too traumatized for their stories to be reliable.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so the whole thing
there's
is like,
a lot of cases like that. A lot of cases.
And it was
like that.
Crazy shit. It's like a 5-part episode, but basically there's, like, this whole, like, military base that's in somewhere in the Midwest, and it's like all these people congregate there, and it was and, like, there's documents
was it,
of all
was
these
Omaha, Nebraska?
Probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that might be the Franklin Gate. Okay. Case. It might be the same one.
Wait, what is happening at these base congregations?
Really, like, it's the same stuff that we were talking about with the mutual, like, to have people all be a part of something that is really horrific.
Yeah.
Like, literally as much as, like, watching, like, I don't even want to say stuff. Like, a 5-year-old girl, like, be, like, mutilated in, like, every way possible.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
God.
Everyone just watches it happen.
Why?
Or, like, someone, like, you force, like, a child to eat another child's, like, genitals.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stuff like that.
Apparently, there's, like, a Hillary Clinton film that's being, like, passed around that the NYPD got a hold of. And apparently what? The officers were like vomiting of her doing something. And
stop. All
like four of them died like 2 weeks later.
I'm sorry.
It's oh my god.
Yeah. It's called like Frazzle Puff or something.
I'm so scared to be alive right
don't
now.
Don't research it. Honestly, save yourself.
If you Google your it, you will just be don't, killed. Don't.
No, you can't. You can't find it on Google. But apparently, they made like snuff films.
Have you ever accessed the dark web?
No, Frazzle no. I don't need puff. To give anyone a reason to come giving knock Frazzle on my puff. Door.
Right. Yeah, Grace,
you know way too much.
You know I'm, way like, too much.
I know,
Grace.
We're gonna disguise your voice like the Ion Pod.
You said something when we were at El Prano. And we, I don't like to say that I go there. Yeah. And you, were saying, I have a bottle opener, Matt. You were saying like the least, innocent thing you could be is a politician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I guess it would make sense that like they would, you know.
Need innocence.
If yes. they take it from children yeah. is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Or sort of on the line along the line of like pedophilia is like trying to connect with something innocent.
Do you think pure. Do you remember adrenochrome?
Oh yeah.
Do you think that's still a thing or were people using I that know to it's like still a thing.
What is that?
Adrenochrome is it's like a part of the brain that's like activated. It's like a chemical, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a chemical that's activated when you're in like the highest state of fear, and it's like most potent in children. And so there was this whole thing when like QAnon was first starting where they would say that like the Clintons and the Vanderbilts would like have kids and they would like eat the adrenochrome, like that's why they were like
as like age regression to help them age regress.
Do you think that's real?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think it's the Clint? And it was so funny because
why the fuck are we put on this planet with that built into our brains? It's like when you're a fucking spy and they're like, hey, if things get too hectic, take this pill to immediately kill you. It's like, hey, if you start getting old too fast, just eat this child's brain.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean,
well, I guess it gives you a really intense high.
Yeah,
damn, I've only lit. Tried it
like,
once.
Like CPI?
Yeah, I mean, I
can't believe your hair is real.
Thank you. I've been watching you. I've been watching her twirl her like, hair this whole time.
I'm like, you're a fucking alien, bitch.
Well, I had this like, I didn't know we were talking about the Illuminati, and I've had like two pretty intense encounters, and one of the things that.
What do you mean you've had intense encounters?
I got like...
We need to talk. We need... Get in.
We should talk about this on a pod.
So there were two moments in my life where I was like, okay, this is real. The first moment, I was invited by my friend Laz, who was very reputable in the art world. He's like Shonet Gagosian. And we'd kind of been working together. He knew I was very, very intuitive. He was like, these people want to do a Tashen book, you know, like a night, like a book, yeah, a nice book you have on your coffee table. He's like, will you come with me to go visit them in Napa Valley? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, they're really like woo woo, like it'll be really fun. And we get to this property and it's beautiful. It's like by a vineyard. It's stunning. And the woman who's hosting us, her name is Jackie, and her dad was the head of the Department of National Security during the Bush administration. And she was with a woman who, her dad was a NASA fabricator, and they were putting on a retreat for the weekend.
What is it?
Like a spiritual retreat.
Okay, what is a NASA fabricator?
Somebody who works at NASA, like helping build machinery.
And this is a dumb and serious question. For the weekend, like the singer or the
girl?
No, that was a serious question.
That is scary.
Okay.
For the, like, you know.
NASA came
Friday,
together.
No, like the Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind.
They said, our healer's coming. Michael Bates, like, we would love it if you participated in this workshop. And I'm like, psychic workshop? Sounds awesome. And there's like one security guard kind of like patrolling the perimeter. And we like get paired into groups. and they're like, okay, we're going to do an auric combing. And the man and the woman who were leading the retreat, they look kind of like they were blind. Like there was like nothing there, like two older white people. And he's giving these spiels about how he's worked with government and how he had to like lower the Obama administration's vibration in order to go into Africa, and how there's like orgy dimensions. And I'm not really listening. He's just odd. I'm kind of like, this guy is just like trying to big dick everyone here. He's just lying. Like there's no way this is real. And so I get paired with his wife, and she's like, we're going to do an auric combing. So what we're going to, she was like, you have like a crown of coils on your head. Do you mind if I remove that? And I'm just kind of like, okay, like, I guess, like, I don't know what that means. She's like, your sister is hanging out in your aura. Do you mind if we like remove her? I'm like, okay, like maybe. And within like an hour, my sister calls me and she's in hysterics. I have a younger sister. She's beautiful. She calls me crying.
Yeah, I've stalked her.
Oh, yeah, she's so sweet. Gorge. And she was like, I think I might go to the ER. Like, I can't feel my body. And at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and like not really participate in it.
Wait, so your sister calls you in the middle of this, like right after this happens? Yes.
So I kind of stopped participating in it. Okay. And they've got like statues of owls around.
Does your sister have a history of like ailments or something?
No, not at all. She's like very intuitive.
Fully functional person. Completely. And then she was just like, something's happening to my body. I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait,
the guy and his wife that you were paired with, these are the people that look like they were blind?
They kind of, just in the sense that there was something. Like,
what do you really think that out? Is?
Possession or something. I don't know. It was, they kept referring to themselves as the Great White Brotherhood of Ascended Masters of Light, which I
had, so they're possessed.
I think they were part of like a secret order, and within the order you kind of step aside and let an entity take control. And it was very, very weird. They were also like openly discussing the Bohemian Grove, which at the time I didn't know what that was, but it's like this weekend retreat of
Friday,
like
Saturday, yeah. Sunday, yeah. Not the rapper. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. His performance is really bad on that show. So
okay, continue.
And so, like, I had this weekend, and I kind of like felt really weird after it. My friend and I left, and they had kind of been pitting us against each other in this like weird way. And we both left, and I didn't really think about it. And then one day, I was like at home. I think I was like hungover. I was like watching YouTube videos, and I was watching Alex Jones like confront a politician on like the steps of the Capitol, and behind the politician is the guy who ran the retreat, Michael Bates, like standing directly next to him. And I was like, oh shit, like this is a real thing. This is real. Like, he does actually work with government. Like, that's kind of strange. Yeah. And a few years later, when I started to get healing work done, with those two people, they said to me, have you ever heard of this group? And
the Great White Brotherhood.
Yeah. They said they've been tracking you, and they had no way of knowing that. I couldn't even remember the goddamn name. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then more recently,
where were you getting healed?
I was over Zoom.
Okay. So this is like someone that you'd been referred to who was like a spiritual healer, and like, had she encountered this before? Was she just like intuitive and she's like, there's something called blank that's like following you?
She, it was the couple, they actually had to, they said, we can't find you. You've been hidden from us, like in the astral plane, like something is trying to hide you. So they ended up referring me to this guy, Jade Gregory, who was like a Native American elder who worked specifically with people who'd been targeted by cults. And he basically was like, this is the name of this group, and if you come from a certain lineage, they try and target your lineage.
A Celtic lineage?
I don't know.
Lineage.
I don't know.
And
I,
is that what got you into lineage?
Yeah, I mean, I think at that point I started.
And what doing is lineage? Like,
I think at that point I started kind of amping up my game a bit.
Fucking, I would too. Shit. Yeah.
Damn. So did this person? What did you say his name is? Jake Gregory.
Yeah.
Were they able to like clear that from you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I felt really rejuvenated. I felt like a lot lighter. I felt freer. I was a lot happier.
What can you tell us about the Great White Brotherhood?
Wait, but can I ask what he did or what was able to help you?
He did. He had a feather and he was doing a drum, and then he gave me like these sounds to listen to. And then I took a nap right after, and he was in my dream telling people to go away in my dream, like people who shouldn't be in my subconscious. It was pretty crazy.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
It was great.
There's some leeches in here.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm doing a little circle around my
God, head. I hope that guy who has my cum in his butt isn't doing weird shit with my aura.
The fucking possibilities are interdimensional.
Yeah. I hope he didn't work for the Great White Brotherhood. I filled him with the Great White Brotherhood. Okay.
Damn. Yeah, what do you know about this group? I have a tendency to
honestly
count my piece.
Honestly, I think that yeah, I really don't know. I try not to look too much into it, just because that's like one thing that I'm kind of like, I don't know if I need to know whatever this is, but I think it's supposedly the part of the Illuminati structure. Like it's these beings who claim to be ascended masters, and you channel them or whatever. And like, I don't really like that. Like, I think that like, you don't need an intermediary or like a third party when like trying to connect with God. Like there's no like,
No,
that's ridiculous. So I think, I don't really know too much about like, I know that it's a mystery school, and I know that, you know, they try and initiate certain people from certain bloodlines. And I'm not sure why, but more recently, I had a very similar encounter, like with the billionaire I was telling you about, which was,
Grace was engaged over the summer to a billionaire.
That was my first question I wrote down.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
Was it Taylor Swift?
Wait, that's so weird. That's so weird that you said that.
Why?
Because he thought he was messaging Taylor Swift for like the duration of our dynamic, and he was like messaging like a somebody who was scamming him.
Ha. That's funny as fuck.
Like somebody who was pretending to be Taylor Swift had like scammed him out of thousands of dollars.
Oh my God.
And where are they now? I need help. Yeah. I need training. Damn. Okay. So wait, what was the format of your question of Grace?
It was
engagement?
Literally just you were engaged over the summer.
So tell us about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like having like, do you ever like, are you're just kind of starting to get over like a heartbreak, and you get like a case of like the fuck it's, and you're like, girl. fuck it, I'm just gonna
can't
have
really.
I ever.
Yeah.
Girl.
I was like, yeah, girl. I was very much like living for the plot at that point, because as a sort of way for me to deal with my heartache. And I just like finished like reading this book on like ancient Ireland, and I was at the chateau for like a friend's birthday party, and I was like smoking in the patio, and there's this guy, and he's you know, handsome. He looks kind of like Daniel Craig, but like a bit crazier, well-dressed, kind of conservative looking. And we start talking about Ireland, and we start talking about like Egypt, and he tells me he's really into numerology, and I tell him I'm an astrologer, and he invites a group of us back into his room, and he has like two briefcases, and he looks like a spy. He has like a grenade keychain on his keys.
Wow.
And he has these like ancient artifacts in like the chateau room.
What?
And he's basically just like hosting me and my friends at that point. And we're like sitting in a circle, and we're like chatting, whatever. And I think it's like some like weird flirtation tactic. He keeps like giving us things. And so he like gave me this like Aztec coil to put on my neck, and then like gave me like a Rolex, and was like giving us all things. It was really surreal. And I left, and I was kind of like, all right, like, do you want this? And he was like, no, you have it. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. And I go home with the Rolex. I'm not really, like, thinking about it. Like, I don't really, like, know much about watches. But he's given me this, you know, very expensive watch.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I wake up on my phone, and there's, like, tons of messages. And they're like, hey, like, have you seen my grandmother's bracelet? Like, I can't find it anywhere. And I was like, you didn't give me that. But you did give me a Rolex. Would you like me to return it to you? And he's like, please, yeah, that would be great. Like, maybe you could help me track down this bracelet. So he sends me a private car to pick me up from my apartment and I go back and he is like meeting this producer lady who did like the Halo films. It was like, he seemed really normal at first. Yeah. I have to say, like, he seemed really normal. And I give him the Rolex and he tries to give me $1,000. And I'm like, no, that's like tacky and weird. Also, like, we're in public. Like, I don't like that. Like, no. And he's like, will you at least have dinner with me? So we have dinner. And he starts telling me that his family work in the blood trade. And that they're like the biggest family
in the blood trade?
The blood industry. Like, they like trade.
Well, like blood transfusion, like blood banks.
Like when you need blood, like because you're dying or for your health?
Right, I think so.
Yeah, right. That, and also they basically developed a technology that turns pig's blood into powder and they feed it to baby pigs to make them grow faster.
Ugh.
Which is essentially pig adrenochrome. And so they developed that technology. So they had made a lot of money. I've got to be careful talking about this. I can't believe we're talking. Whoa. But they made a lot of money doing that. So he's telling me about this and how his parents think he's crazy and how he wants to... He keeps referring to himself as a rogue agent, you know? And he asks me, like, if, you know, what do you want? Do you want, like, $10,000? Like, what do you want? And I was like, oh, I'd really love
Where
to, like...
Where do I find these people? This is crazy. Sorry, go on.
I'd really love to, like, open a healing center one day. And, like, I know a lot about, like, you know, gut health. And I think it's linked to the brain and... We get into like bipolar because, you know, he was diagnosed bipolar.
Clearly.
Staying at the chateau.
He tells me that he also tells me he's dating Taylor Swift, which isn't that like far stretched. But I know at the time she was dating Maddie Healy. So it was kind of like, I don't think this man's actually dating Taylor Swift. Yeah. He also tells me that he's talking to Elon Musk. And I'm kind of like, okay, like it's not that out of the question.
Right.
But like at the chateau, it's like mysterious.
At the time, because I know you're like really invested in the plot. Or is your gut, like is your bullshit meters, are they a little bit like, some things might be up here, but I'm going to just go with the flow?
Yeah, like I said,
I
had a case of the fuckets. I was in need of some kind of escape.
Also, why would
he
tell you that he's dating Taylor Swift if he's dating you?
This was before. This was like the second night we hung out.
So maybe he did go on a date with Taylor Swift.
No, it was a bot.
It
was someone scamming him. So I went on his phone and like we figured out that he was just getting scammed. Like it was not.
By dating, he meant like he had been talking with her?
Yeah. He was trying to sort of like test. He was micro flirting. He was like testing the waters to see if I was into him. And like we danced and we honestly really got along and he was attractive. And I'm kind of a lookist. Like I don't think I could ever be like a sugar baby, like with somebody who, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
what is a lookist?
Like I'm a little bit like of a lookist. Like I couldn't like, date someone
looks
ugly.
Looks are important to her. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard. Wait, L-O-O-K-I-S-T?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've never heard that before. I'm that too.
Yeah,
I'm also.
Actually, I fuck a lot of like, ugly people.
Yeah, he's not.
No, I literally, like, I just realized this about myself. In the past year, I fucked so many dumb people who were good looking. And that feels very contrary to the person that I am. Because I have a huge problem with people that I can't connect with.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe that's safer for you.
Exactly. Yeah. That was what it was.
Yeah.
Also, the people
I like,
they're
guys.
Hot in their own way.
Oh, we're talking about hot guys now. No, we need to finish your story about this man.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to hear Daniel's thought real quick.
Yeah,
I like some guys who are ugly in like a way, but I like pretty man.
Yeah.
I do.
Daniel said he
And
likes...
I need a strong sexual attraction. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like an asymmetrical face every now and then. I like a big nose.
This was super crucial to interrupt for. Go on.
So anyway, so we have this like romantic night and like I kind of like him, you know, but he keeps like saying weird. And like, this is the one thing that I did have a very strong gut impulse about. He was telling me that his family worked in gut health with the blood stuff. And I realized that his family had been manufacturing the antithesis of what I had been working on professionally this year, which was like, clearing your blood using antiparasitics and biohacking. His family are the enemy, essentially, in some like
they are biohacking.
No, they are like they're basically they work in pharmaceuticals, blood,
She's
and agriculture.
Trying to detox the body.
Yeah,
and he's creating the toxin.
And he comes from
generational wealth associated with that. He also has like a Vatican ring, and he's like, oh, my family got this from the Pope that they helped get into his, I don't know how that shit works, like the Pope position, I don't know. And he's like wearing this ring from the Vatican, and he keeps wanting to put it on me. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. And, you know, so we have this like kind of romantic night, like we kiss, we dance, like it was interesting. Like I was intrigued by this. I thought he was fascinating.
Yeah.
And he also kind of kept like, he kind of reminded me of like somebody who had been like MK Ultra. Like he kept kind of like I held the ring in my hand, and I kind of like envisioned like sending positive energy to sort of transmute, because I'm a real Irish person, like I fucking hate the Roman Catholic Church, and so I just like wanted to like imagine like sending light to that point in time space. And he's like, oh, like the back of my head hurt. He starts like glitching out, you know. And I have like that effect on men sometimes. I wasn't like, oh, this is super weird, but then
yeah, all this stuff would have been really big red flags for me.
Yeah, I was definitely kind of, I mean, I was in it.
You
for
have
the
a
lore.
High threshold.
Yeah,
for
you really
the
do.
Unusual.
Also, like, I want to say my dad was bipolar. Yeah. So my dad was bipolar. So I'm used to kind of extreme people. I like it. I collect extreme people. I think they're fascinating.
I do too.
You know, so.
And I have a high tolerance for absurdity, where I'm just like, I'll let it happen, and I'm like being the observer, and I'm just like taking it in. I'm like, that's not normal.
I was raised as a reborn Christian in Indonesia.
No way.
Evangelical, yeah, born again. Wow. But I was born there, and I lived there until I was 17.
That's intense.
And then I moved to the States.
How do you feel like you've like kind of subdued that religious programming?
Honestly, a lot of the, I said fuck it all, like, and I was like, told God that I was like gonna have a clean slate and try to have like a new experience. But I feel pretty fortunate in that, like, even when I was saying fuck it all, I was saying that to God, and like I always kept God with me.
Yeah.
And now like it has come full circle.
Yeah.
Where it's like that baseline of spirituality that I had as a kid, even though it was like really in a very, I think, really unhealthy, like really, really toxic, hateful core, like at the center of that, God was real, and I was able to keep God and like bring it into like,
period,
like remove it from that setting and bring it. I feel really lucky. And then like working like 12-step programs, you know, like I had to redefine who my higher power was, and that was like the game changer, because I was always conflicted. I was like, I don't want that, but I definitely, there was something real there. And I was like, how do I leave that but like keep what was real? And I was able to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's always like God's actual message gets lost in translation. And like while religious people have like virtuous intentions, they garble it up and they turn it into something whack. And like, I have the same feeling for like people in AA. Like it's all like, what is it called?
Evangelical.
Yeah, like they take that programming and apply it to the.
Well, it is a tool that gets you to God, in contact with God.
But it's weird because there is like there is something there that is real.
Yeah.
And then it just,
are you
like,
talking about Christianity specifically? Or
I'm just talking about, well, in
at the core.
So in my circumstance, yeah, you know, I was in an evangelical Christian environment, but like God was still, like I still had a connection with God.
Yeah.
I was praying, I was doing spiritual practices, but then I was also attaching all this bullshit.
So like what, like exactly.
So it's hard to divorce from that, because you're like, there was something real there. Prayer was working, like, but then it's like learning that like, oh, all this other shit doesn't have to, like whatever you're dressing this with doesn't need to be there.
And it's like in AA, how the program actually does work, and it all actually does get you in contact with God. How people that mix up the message in their head and they spew all this like deterring, like hatred and like toxicity,
it's like kind of the same thing. Like humans get in the way of God's actual message, but like the religious practice itself, like in doing those motions, like it will put you in contact with God, but like the principles, the traditions can get off course and turn into its own thing because of like human like intervention.
I've from doing like a lot of inner child work that I've done over the past like 6 months. So like my dad, who is still a practicing missionary, who I love dearly, and I don't agree with the core of what he believes, but he has a connection to God. And he, this is just like a small example of like a noticeable growth in my life. And I think I shared this at the men's meeting, but he messaged me like a passage. He was like, hey, I've been reading a new like daily reflection thing. And he sent me a passage from it. And basically the reflection was like, we need to appreciate things in our daily lives, the smell of flowers, the beauty of the sky. We don't deserve any of that. Like, while we're evil, God is good, and we need to appreciate that. And like, at the end of the day, we don't deserve any of this. We're not good, but God is good. And he's like, I hope that encouraged you.
Whoa.
And the old me, I would be spiraling, and I would be like, why are you putting this shit on me? I don't want this fucking shit. And the new me, which was like a huge growth because I was like able to emotionally detach, I immediately was like, oh, I know my God. And so I just responded and I was like, oh, that's not my God. Like, my God loves me and wants good things for me.
Yeah.
And I know that to be true.
I want to cry right now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That's dope.
But it was a really cool, huge moment from like tangible growth where I was like, oh, this used to like fucking send me.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, I was like, and I felt like, I was like, wow, that's, and I explained it to my dad and I said, like, I'm telling you this as a friend just so you can get to know me better. Like, that's not encouraging for me because that's not my God.
Yeah.
And I explained why. And he was like, oh, I didn't even notice those things in that reading.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, he's so like, he's been so normal to him. Negativity that like doesn't even stand out. And I'm like, you're literally reading the first thing in the morning that you're literally reading something that says, I'm not good. I don't deserve good things, but God is good, but I'm bad.
Yeah. No,
and
I mean,
you're carrying that with you.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very negative thing to read in the morning.
Humans intercept
God. I was reading that and like it was driving me crazy. It was driving me to a place of like suicidal. I was so suicidal.
When you were like an evangelical Christian.
Yeah, and that, you know, I was closeted too, but it was just this surmounting weight of self-hate because I was like, I'm trying to be myself, and then like it's, you know, not only am I a bad person and everything I'm doing is evil because I'm a human, then it's also like me as someone who desires love and intimacy and is gay, just like even at the core of how I would express intimacy physically is evil.
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to do that. And it was like, accept that you have to be alone for
and
life.
They're almost making it evil by talking about how evil it is. Like, I almost think about it as like they've, like, the Bible is kind of like a spell book. And just by like the laws of like, so many people have read it. Like, a lot of people are like, the book of Revelations, like, it's the end of the world. Well, are we just collectively creating that? Because enough people have like fueled these, which I, you know, a lot of them are allegories and sort of like myths. Sort of,
oh my God,
it and making it real. Like, we're making it real.
It's so crazy. Yeah, if you put enough energy into anything, it's going to like give it some power.
Yeah,
that's why, like, literally I remember, well, whatever, I think all of us here believe in God or higher power or something, but I remember like being in Austin, Texas, and this was 10 years ago, and there was a massive drought, and they called for a statewide prayer day that it would rain. And then within 24 hours, it was fucking pouring rain.
Yeah, I love that.
And everyone,
love that.
And
that's
like,
it's like Native American rain dance.
We should get like Apple alerts, statewide prayer.
No, yeah.
Real Apple alerts of what needs to be prayed about. For.
But then everyone was like, wow, like, you know, like the God, like Jesus did that or whatever, like the Christian God did that because we all prayed. And I'm like, no, it was like because a million people all directed their energy into one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like that is whatever your God is. And so like growing up, I have multiple stories of people who were physically healed, like a cripple girl literally walking for the first time when all these people were pouring like in the name of Jesus. And I'm like, yeah. They use the vessel of whatever their God was called Jesus, but I don't think, yeah. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right, like the rituals like, are on point and connected with God. It's the language that's getting fucked up. It's like when like they started creating medicine in like the Renaissance era and they were like, yeah, they had some things right, like cold temperature and like hot temperature like kill germs, but they definitely were not curing the bubonic plague by rubbing shit on open sores.
No.
Was that what they were doing?
Yeah, honey.
Why?
When's the one that it just told you, when's the era that they just told you to drink whiskey?
Like, I don't know. That's still like, happening.
You have ghosts in your blood. Do cocaine about it.
That'd be cool.
Wait, how did we get on the topic of Matt's evangelicism?
We were
talking about something.
I was talking about the billionaire.
Yes.
I can't remember.
His background.
The Vatican ring.
The Vatican ring.
Oh, yeah. And like you were casting like you were trying to take down the Roman Catholic Church
through
the
ring. There. And actually, like walking around the Vatican,
he felt
and
like pain when you were sending light.
And then Kenny was just making the connection, like Matt has like religious shit.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, to make a long story short, like this whole saga with him, which was like filled with like him giving me esoteric gifts and like Celine, and like he like you know splurged a bunch of money on not just me but my friends. Like it was very intense, but it kind of ended with me having to like help him seek help in a way that was like this weird retelling of like what happened with my dad before I was born, who was also bipolar. And at the end of it, like I had some money, like not from his family, because they were like, you've saved this person, like thank you. And I ended up taking the money and going to Rome and going to the Vatican, because I've done like a lot of research on like the Roman Catholic Church and what it did to Ireland, and even just like the rituals of Roman Catholicism coming from like Babylon. They're not actually rooted in like real Christianity. They're ritualistic. Like you're getting in line to drink blood and eat flesh, and it's so esoteric and honestly kind of demonic, like some of the things that have happened, particularly with the Roman Catholic Church, particularly in Rome. So I like ended up walking around the Vatican with like salt and like reading a Gaelic poem to the Vatican.
You
and then I like
having such a more powerful experience there than I was. I was like, damn, I'm hungry.
I know. I thought it was a tourist trap when I went there. It didn't feel like a holy place.
Yeah, but it just goes to show
you go inside?
All your fucking frame of mind.
But don't you think it's weird that they've collected artifacts from every indigenous tribe in the world?
Yeah.
They had like stolen art and artifacts from every indigenous, like sacred item.
Powerful place.
That's
if you
weird.
This guy tried to have sex with me inside of the Vatican.
That's what they do there.
The episode where you said that and Matt was like, how old were you? 7? I just picked up on that the other day and I started dying laughing.
No, I was 18 or 19.
Mm. You were making a molestation joke.
Pedophilia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you were walking around the Vatican intentionally throwing salt, and what was the purpose behind that?
Well, salt is used to purify things.
Oh, right.
And it's like creates a barrier. It's like an exorcism barrier.
Do you think that?
So I was trying to like contain whatever the fuck they're doing, because I think that like Earth works on kind of like a grid system, and there are specific places, like the Rome corresponds to like the Louvre. There's like ley lines, almost like meridian systems, like the way a body operates that interact. And
like the coordinates of that actual location is like
the
actually
place,
important.
Yeah, it's like
so you're kind of like you're isolating it, being like you keep your shit here and stop transferring it to.
Completely. And I think that they the powers that be know where these locations are and have like whether they've erected like obelisks or like archways or put like political institutions or religious institutions onto them, they've manipulated the Earth's natural meridian systems. So like my purpose, like from God, was to just like try and like reverse whatever that was like in my mind. I mean, it could have been schizophrenic. Like I really don't know, but I definitely feel like
you were being called by a force, and I, you know, my my constant thing is, was this God or mental illness?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the divine path, baby.
Did, yeah. Have you? I don't know anything about Gaelic, like spirituality. It, I'm guess it's like ancient paganism. Is that what it is?
Like most similar to like ancient Mayan spirituality.
Oh, it was, cool.
So it's like kind of or Native American.
Like spirit. More indigenous.
A lot of Native Americans actually spoke Gaelic.
I need
it or
to
not.
Introduce you to Whoa. My friend Dasha.
Really?
She knows all about Mayan spirituality.
Yeah.
What are you calling it?
She's Ukrainian.
Mayan.
It's interesting.
Really?
Mayan.
Mayan. So did you, when you were doing like your family lineage stuff, is that when you came across, or like, have you always had an interest in Gaelic? I don't even know where you're at with it now.
No, I mean, I think it just kind of, I honestly was the hardest thing to learn about. Like, that's why I was so interested, because there was basically no information online. I mean, they tried to eradicate the Gaelic language.
That's what
people
I was thinking.
Who spoke, you know. And
was
it,
that England
it was
who did that?
It was England, like it was the monarch's first colony. Like there was, you know, years of genocide in Ireland, years of war. Like the famine was not a famine; it was
God
genocide.
Damn.
And so it was the first. It was the first place to kind of, and they were basically on.
I'm like hearing this for the first time.
I can't believe this. I've heard. I've been to Ireland though, and this is something
I'm like kind of for the first time connecting these pieces. I mean, my grandfather immigrated from Ireland. Like you know, I have strong roots there too, and I know nothing about my family history, barely.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there are these in this. It's just, I guess it's really interesting to think of like white people having these like actually realistic ground, like pagan, like.
Yeah, I think it's really important to research that. I think if anything, like that.
It's interesting.
We've made such a meme out of like white people having culture, and it's just like, that's just not true.
And,
you know,
like,
meaning we do
they
have
found,
culture?
Yeah.
Ancient, like, historically, I guess. How old is that?
Well, they, first of all, like, the
we don't
older than the pyramids and older than Stonehenge is Newgrange, which is in County Meath.
Where the
in
hell
Ireland,
is that? Okay,
and it
older than the pyramids.
Older than the pyramids,
how
and older
pyramids?
Than Stonehenge. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but it is the oldest, like pagan site.
God.
And this on the solstice, the sun will shine directly into the back of the basin, and like sort of like fill
right. I remember
this like cave in like eerily Newgrange, and one of the first. Ever pharaohs, King Menes, his tomb was in Ireland, and they found his boat with like peacock feathers that were from what we now know as Mexico in his boat. And you know, he had red hair, and there were Egyptian hieroglyphs in the cave. So there's some kind of like weirdness going on there. Like I think that there's probably a reason that land was so targeted so early on. You know, my grandfather grew up in County Tyrone, which is where the first King Menes was, his body was found and his remains and like that tomb. And he was ripped off of his farm by the British military at 3. And they were like, you can't be here. So I think that there's definitely something going on. I mean, like Druid means servant of the truth. And from what I understand is they worship the truth. And it was like a spiritual hierarchy that was based on a series of initial, like universal initiations that were then translated into Christianity. And like the story of Jesus is kind of like the path of the Druid.
Yeah,
and even like with Jesus, he's always got like red hair, and they say he came from like Gaul. And like that didn't make sense for the period of time. Like things were kind of taken.
They were trying to contextualize it for the people.
They were, and they used a lot, like they built churches where there were oak trees, and the oak trees were sacred to like Gaelic pagan people. So they deliberately kind of monopolized sacred sites.
God, it's so fucked.
Well, they also have there's this separate church in Dublin. It's not the Catholic Church, but it's a different church. It's like the Church of Ireland or something.
Oh, like you're talking about the Protestants?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like when I went to Belfast, because there's like, still in Northern Ireland, like Northern Ireland and Ireland are separate.
Yeah.
Because the British people kind of like, you know, continued to colonize Northern Ireland, and there were, you know, that was when we had the IRA and the troubles.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a battle between the crown and the people.
This is so...
I mean, can't stop talking to you, but we are like so... I feel like we're at time. Let me check right now.
2 hours, I bet.
I know. I'm just like, I wouldn't like...
You know what I wanted to ask you? I would recommend,
like, if you're interested, like, do research about it because it's
oh, yeah. We're at an hour and a half.
We need to stop. We're at a 90-minute mark. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to close with... Do you want to close with like some final like summarized remarks about the year to expect?
Yeah, expect the unexpected. Don't be fake.
What will happen to you?
I don't know. I think
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, I think like being like just try and go focus on yourself and your core mission and become sort of more sovereign and don't stay in relationships that you know you need to get out of.
Ooh,
is hard. A good thing. And also like don't be alarmed if you develop telekinesis and Hillary Clinton's snuff video comes out.
Wait,
oh,
that one. Like, okay,
and stop your fucking bot behavior.
There's yeah.
No more bots in 2024,
dude. So I'm just like, I want to like research some of this stuff, and I just know that the internet is like so tampered with that it's not a reliable source. So I'm just picturing Grace like in an ancient library, like dusting off like these bound books, or, like fucking like illuminated manuscripts. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you for having me.
What a fucking...
We didn't want to end. I'm just like, we have to because this is too much.
It like exponentially, and maybe we'll have a Grace McGrady episode part two.
Yeah, we have to. All right, you're beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Hottest guest.
Thank you.
This was the Doghouse Dollhouse edition. Thanks for listening. This has been another installment of the Doghouse Pod. We love you already.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That the don't kill me can only make me stronger.
But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going,
Doghouse.